With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a sweeping farm bill aimed at strengthening agricultural programs in rural communities, a move supporters say will bring stability to farmers and ranchers nationwide. The Hill said the bill, approved 224 to 200, reauthorizes key food and farm programs for 5 years while expanding rural investment and improving regulatory certainty. Lawmakers say those provisions will help producers better plan for the future amid volatile markets and rising input costs. Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged the challenges in advancing the bill. A lot of the E15 proponents are very interested in the farm bill progressing, Johnson said. For farmers, the bill's support for rural infrastructure and streamlined rules could lower costs and open new markets. While ethanol provisions were ultimately separated for future consideration in May, many agricultural groups view the bill as a critical step towards long-term stability and growth in U.S. agriculture. An amendment from Anna Luna of Florida, approved 280 to 142, removed proposed farm bill language that would establish federal law over state and local pesticide regulations. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is restructuring its Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services mission area, announcing plans to create a new Food and Nutrition Administration aimed at improving efficiency and service delivery nationwide. The reorganization will shift leadership and staff from Washington, D.C. to regional hubs across the country, aligning programs more closely with state partners and the communities they serve. Officials say the move will not disrupt nutrition assistance programs, but will streamline operations and strengthen oversight. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the effort supports both consumers and producers. This reorganization is designed with those commitments in mind as we continue to nourish children and families in need through nutrition programs that not only are provided by America's farm families, but programs that pave a pathway to better health and economic stability, Rollins said. Supporters say the changes could benefit U.S. farmers and ranchers by strengthening demand for domestically produced food through more efficient and accessible nutrition programs. A new Global Outlook report highlights both challenges and opportunities for U.S. farmers and ranchers as international markets continue to shift. The 2026 International Agricultural Market Outlook, released by the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, projects tighter margins in key commodity sectors, but sustained demand for agricultural products. The report notes that while crop expansion in countries like Brazil and Argentina will continue, growth is slowing, potentially easing competitive pressure over time. Meanwhile, rising global feed demand, driven largely by increased meat production, offers continued market opportunities for U.S. grain producers. Livestock producers may also benefit from strong global beef prices and steady demand, even as production challenges persist. Margins have been tight in cereals markets, where prices have fallen from peaks, but input costs remain stubbornly high, the report noted. Despite volatility and global uncertainty, analysts say consistent demand for feed grains, oilseeds, and protein provides a foundation for long-term growth in U.S. agriculture. U.S. ethanol production fell to a three-month low in the week ending April 24th. That, according to new data from the Energy Information Administration, which raises concerns across the agricultural sector. Output declined by 31,000 barrels per day to an average of just over a million, with the steepest drop occurring in the Midwest, the nation's top ethanol-producing region. Midwest ethanol production dropped by 22,000 barrels a day to an average of 957,000 barrels. Inventories also tightened, falling to a 50-day low of 25.9 million barrels. For U.S. farmers, especially corn growers, the slowdown could signal weaker short-term demand for ethanol feedstocks, potentially pressuring prices. However, tighter inventories may help stabilize markets if production rebounds. Industry stakeholders say maintaining strong biofuel demand is critical to rural economies. While production dips can create uncertainty, ethanol remains a key market for U.S. corn, supporting farm income and local communities tied to biofuel production. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.